Module 2. Pushing boundaries. Listening and speaking, page 25.
How to build a bionic man. Rex the Bionic Man shows how close technology is to catching up with and exceeding the abilities of the human body. He cuts a dashing figure, this gentleman. Nearly 7 feet tall and possessed of a pair of striking brown eyes. With a fondness for Ralph Lauren clothing, rap music, and dining out with friends, Rex is, in many ways, an unexceptional chap. Except that he is, in fact, a real-world bionic man. Housed within a frame of state-of-the-art prosthetic limbs is a functioning heart-lung system, complete with artificial blood pumping through a network of pulsating arteries. He has a bionic spleen to clean the blood and an artificial pancreas to keep his blood sugar at the right level. Behind deep brown irises are a pair of retinal implants, allowing him to view the inquisitive humans who meet his gaze. He even has a degree of artificial intelligence. Talk to him, and he'll listen, through his cochlear implants, before using a speech generator to respond. Although, like us, he sometimes stumbles over his words. Created by a TV company DSP with the help of robotics experts, the Bionic Man was conceived as a response to the question, how close is bionic technology to catching up with and even exceeding the capabilities of the human body? DSP got in touch with Dr. Berthold Meyer, charismatic young Swiss researcher, himself the user of an advanced prosthetic hand, and invited him to create a bionic man from scratch. It's not the sort of invitation a chap gets every day, so what made Berthold agree to it? My aim was to demonstrate that prosthetics can, instead of conveying a sense of loss, pity, and awkwardness, convey a sense of wow and amazement. A positive reaction, if you will, he tells me. The engineering behind modern prosthetics is certainly mind-boggling. They function by placing electrical sensors directly in contact with the skin. These sensors pick up the signals generated by muscular movements in the residual limb, signals that are then translated by software into natural, intuitive movement in the prosthetic limb. We all know about prosthetic limbs, even if many of us are not aware of just how sophisticated they now are. Less familiar, though, is the idea of bionic organs. These new, fully integrated artificial body parts are designed to plug directly into our own metabolism. In effect, they are not within us, they become us. Take Rex's pancreas, invented by Professor Joan Taylor. Like a natural pancreas, this device requires no conscious monitoring. It is implanted permanently within the body, potentially liberating us from the chore of blood sugar monitoring. It is, Professor Taylor hopes, only a few years from general use. Rex's kidney is likewise a self-regulating artificial organ. It requires only the power of the body's own blood pressure and performs all the functions of a biological kidney. Clinical trials are due to commence very soon. In this future world, will we blur the boundaries of artificial and natural to an extent that we have to recalibrate our definition of self and non-self? That's especially pertinent when we consider the reality of neural prosthetics, such as the memory chips developed by Dr. Theodore Berger. Many of us are uncomfortable with the idea of brain implants, but should we be? And will broadening our definition of self reduce this discomfort? Berthold is pleased with the increasing normalization and even coolness of prosthetics. But he expresses caution about the potential for elective use of such technology. It's one thing to use a bionic organ to replace lost function, but would we ever choose to remove healthy tissue to replace it with a stronger, better prosthetic? Elective use would, Berthold fears, result in market forces becoming more important than medical need. In essence, those who can afford it could build up super bodies, with the risk that manufacturers would then focus on fulfilling those demands, rather than on less profitable medical need. What's certain, though, is that artificial body parts can already restore independence in a way never previously possible. Rex is a real-world example of how much of our bodies could soon be replaceable. As an engineering project, he is unparalleled. And as a symbol of future humanity, he is startling.